This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, August 19th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Telluride schools went on lockdown on Tuesday for 45 minutes. The Telluride Daily Planet reports a person who had been in the schools previously as part of an attending agency lodged a credible threat. That person was located, found to be unstable, and taken into custody. Ouray and Ridgeway school districts will require staff and students to wear masks. The Ouray County Plain Dealer reports Ouray is offering optional weekly testing for students in higher exposure activities such as indoor sports. Denver's public health officials are requiring face coverings in all schools and daycare facilities in the city. The Denver Post reports Mayor Michael Hancock required all city employees, some healthcare workers, people who work in child care centers, and public school staff members to get vaccinated by September 30th. The Mesa County School Board ended their meeting Tuesday, receiving a police escort to their cars as the public grew raucous. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports public comments devolved into threats. Board President Tom Parrish capped comments at 45 minutes total, on top of the three-minute limit per citizen. Comments mostly repeated anti-vaccination and anti-mask claims. District 51 has no mask nor vaccine mandate, and neither item was on Tuesday night's agenda. Montrose School District Public Information Officer Matt Jenkins stopped by Studio M to talk about the return to in-person learning at all campuses tomorrow. He pointed out schools these days don't just provide reading, writing, and arithmetic. They also focus on emotional support, nutritional resources, and a social structure maintained by caring adults. Remote work, he said, is not ideal for many of us, and the learning curve put some kids at a disadvantage last year. We talked about masks, COVID tests, vaccines, and transparent decision-making. Less than half of adults are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in Montrose County. Community transmission is relatively high. Some studies have shown the U.S. is only catching 25% of actual cases due to low testing. Governor Jared Polis this month touted free, voluntary, rapid COVID tests that will soon be available on a weekly basis to all K-12 schools who opt in. Will MCSD be participating in that state-funded opportunity?
We absolutely will. That'll be a voluntary program that parents can opt their children into. We're still waiting to hear from the state what those details will be when that inventory is going to arrive. The biggest thing I'd say on that voluntary rapid testing, that's a means through which we can avoid quarantine, especially for students who are younger and may not be age eligible for vaccination yet. The state has said if you're exposed to COVID as a student or staff member, you're unvaccinated, you can do a routine weekly test and that will protect you.
Does the district plan to work with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to facilitate vaccination clinics for students old enough to qualify and their families? And will that be done in kind of an after-school context?
Yeah, it will be. That's going to be a partnership with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. It's really a great state program. They provide all the supplies, all the staffing. They bus everything here, provide the canopy tents. Really, all we have to provide is the people and the space. That should be advantageous for families as they're picking up their kids and their work day is over. If they're not vaccinated, they can get their dose, as well as students age 12 or older will have access to the Pfizer vaccine through those CDPHE independently operated vaccine clinics.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and American Academy of Pediatrics recommend schools institute mask mandates for all students and staff, regardless of vaccination status. CDPHE has taken a local control approach to COVID mandates, recommending science-based mitigation strategies like the district used last year, including mask wearing, especially for the unvaccinated, along with serial testing and keeping anyone who is sick home, of course. Montrose County Public Health has no additional mandates right now. So Montrose School District, like districts in Delta County, Mesa County, begins the school year with no mask mandate for students, teachers, or staff. So despite an organized, transparent, and mostly successful effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus and build trust in the community last school year, this summer, the district is facing criticism from seemingly every direction. Parents jammed a school board meeting last week to rail against public health guidance, question vaccine efficacy, and baselessly attack epidemiology in general at times. On the other end of the spectrum, seven doctors at Pediatric Associates in Montrose sent a letter to the district on Monday, which, to your credit, was shared on social media by the district to, again, maintain that transparency. But they were stating that the decision not to enforce a mask mandate is a, quote, mistake. How do decisions like this get made? Is the school board voting on this? Does the superintendent, Dr. Carrie Stevenson, or her cabinet make these Executive decisions, how does that work?
We conform to state law. Executive orders we follow. Throughout the last school year, there was an executive order that required masks in all school and child care facilities. That order was changed and amended for this upcoming school year, and Governor Polis and the state determined that counties and local school districts can determine what's locally appropriate for themselves with local control. We just follow executive orders.
I've spoken to teens in our area who say the bullying they will face if they wear a mask that isn't required has them doubting they'll feel comfortable masking without a mandate. In other words, are masks truly still optional? What's your message to parents and students who trust science and want to protect themselves and others?
I think a lot of parents and students rightly have that question, and I can say confidently, we throughout the last 10 years have really worked to eliminate bullying throughout our schools, regardless of the issue. We're going to be a respectful campus, and we're going to recognize that we will respect individual mask use choices. You know, we're going to have staff members that are wearing masks. We're going to have students that are wearing masks. That's a decision that you and your family make, and we're not going to have bullying for any reason in our schools.
Pfizer told NPR recently they hope to obtain authorization for children ages 6 and older to receive vaccinations sometime this fall. Moderna, producer of the other mRNA vaccine authorized in the U.S., expects to have enough data to seek authorization for kids by the end of this year. Last year, many parents rested easy knowing there were very few severe COVID cases affecting children. Unfortunately, anecdotal evidence suggests the Delta variant can be not only more contagious but more dangerous for kids who contract it. Looking at the Montrose County data for ages 0 to 19, there were big spikes in case numbers in November, December, and January. As you know, Matt, things stayed pretty steady throughout the spring. And then as the Delta variant began to emerge here, the number of positive cases for young people in Montrose County basically doubled between June and July, and it's still high so far in August. The trick for families here in Montrose County is that the health department deactivated their own dashboard. They're now just referring users back to the state. So what does Montrose School District have planned for this school year in terms of your ongoing efforts at transparency?
We're going to continue to use our public COVID dashboard that we used in the previous school year. So families can visit mcsd.org and look for our COVID data page. That will include a real-time updated dashboard of COVID cases, positivity by school, by district. They can drill down on that data. That page will also be a hub for all the documents, the plans that we release, any relevant COVID information that the parents would want to access and look through. And so we're absolutely going to continue to keep our community informed as to what the viral transmission positivity is across school campuses. The plans we have are going to be based on the data and the actual local conditions in our schools. We're going to show that data to the public, and we're going to be able to say, look, here is how we are making our decisions.
That's Matt Jenkins, Montrose County School District Public Information Officer and KVNF Public Radio listener. Thanks for all your hard work and for keeping an open line of communication here.
Thanks, Gavin.
That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.